You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff, myself, Patricia Eltage, and Kelly Ward, are available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and private services, please email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or call the office at 949-723-0338. Before we take your questions, we have Dr. Pat available to talk regarding her teachings. Please enlighten the audience,
Dr. Pat.
On this
tape, I'm going to be dealing with masculine and feminine energies, Carl Jung's idea of duality. In Carl Jung's frame of reference, every man had an anima, which is his feminine side, and every woman had a masculine side called the animus. Now, what exactly is an anima quality? A feminine quality, whether it's in a man's body or a woman's, is the ability to receive, be available to receive, and to respect the other person's giving, protecting, and cherishing. The animus in a woman is that masculine energy, the ability to give, to protect, and to cherish. Mothers have it, masculine women have it, and so in today's world, everybody is both male and female. Now, where does this come from? I mean, Carl Jung's idea about duality is fine, but what does it look like in a human body? Roger Sperry and all the scientists afterwards have been talking about the brain differences between the right and the left-handed man and woman. The left lobe, we know now, is a very A, B, C, D, E lobe. The right lobe is an A, Z, A, P. It floats. It has more to do with feelings and relationships, which is a very feminine process. The left lobe wants to get the job done. Very logical. Now, right-handed men with a smaller bridge between the two lobes, called the corpus callosum, generally do better in one lobe at a time. He's in his left lobe logic, or he's in his feeling, make love, right lobe. We women and left-handed men, because we have a larger bridge between the two lobes, we mix our thoughts and feelings, and right-handed men often say we're a little out of it. AZ is a bit of a jump. So, if you think of Carl Jung's idea of duality as not only a spiritual entity within, spiritual meaning love, an ability to love, but also a physical situation that we're studying, you will understand that everyone is both right and left lobed, both thinking and feeling. Everyone's ambisexual today. Every male body also has a soul that is feminine, called the anima. The anima is that ability in a man to receive, to be available to receive, and to respect another person's right to give, protect, and cherish him. Some men are so macho, they cannot get in touch with their feminine. On the other hand, every woman in a female body has the ability to also have a strong side of her That ambisexuality within her is the animus. The animus is the ability to say no. I always say that the animus in a woman is either an anchor to take care of her, a shovel to take care of them, or a claw to tear people apart outside of herself. So in today's world, we all are ambisexual if we're healthy. Because today, real health is narcissistic health. Narcissistic health is normal for single people. A basketball player cannot be narcissistic, but a golfer can. A singles tennis player can be narcissistic, but a doubles player cannot. So narcissism is not all bad. People need to be narcissistic, especially if they're single. We need to think our way through our financial problems, and we need to enjoy our lives and know how to get in touch with those playful parts of ourselves. It is extremely abnormal to be in a relationship and be narcissistic. A man who's a macho cannot be with a true, fully evolved woman. Women's Lib has helped women get in touch with their animus at work. It's having difficulty after work that's the problem that I'm dealing with. But at work, the animus is that part of a woman that anchors her so that she is not codependent. In the old days, men and women were separated by church, by culture, by edict. Men were men and women were women. Not so. Today, everyone is a man, everyone is a woman, everyone has a brain to make a living, and everyone has a feeling heart that they have to put together if they want to be in a relationship. In a relationship in which two people with four energy systems, masculine and feminine, must come together without collision, intimacy is the goal. How do we avoid intimacy inadvertently, and how do we achieve intimacy? That is the point I want to deal with now. First of all, I'm going to say something that may inflame you. Equality works at work, but not after work. In the world today, there are no feminine energy systems at work. No one shall be treated according to their sex or their sexuality. That's becoming the law. Everyone is respectable, masculine, performance-oriented at work. And because of that, too many people take that attitude of everybody's equal at work, especially since Women's Lib, takes that idea to after work, when you're attempting to have a relationship or date, and that's where the problem comes in. Equality is good at work, but it's not good in a relationship. For a good intimate relationship, you know how to do non-intimate relationships because you're listening and reading to these books and tapes and workbooks, and if you had a good intimacy, you wouldn't. So I'm going to teach you about how to be intimate. Number one, if you're a 10 and you want a person to be intimate with you, you'll have to deal with somebody who's a 0. 10s are perfect people. Their ideas are respectable. Their feelings are cherishable. And they really don't have the ability to empathize. In the very best relationship, I want somebody to take special responsibility for being a respectable person and the other a cherishable person. I need a 5 and a 5 to make a 10 relationship.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. That was great information. We have Patricia Eltage on the line.
Yes, thank you. That was wonderful messages, one of the wonderful messages that we're going to be hearing from Pat, Dr. Allen, each week. And what do you have to say about that? That is really what we're all dealing with nowadays, is us all being in our masculine and our feminine energies while we're working. And then the difficulty comes when we go home and we're trying to relate with our mates.
Great. There was a
or even find a mate.
Oh, okay. There was some information cut off on the beginning. I wanted to get clarifying. The contact is info@drpatallen.com and 949-723-0338. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Callers, if you want to call in and have a question answered, we're here to take your calls. Oh, I think, no, we don't have any callers yet. There is
not
a little
just yet.
Yeah. I wanted to go over some of Dr. Pat Allen's pledges, if you want.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay. Love the pledges.
We have a caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
I have an update and a question.
Okay, go ahead.
So
wonderful.
I called about a month ago because I was wanting my boyfriend to give me a date, and he just wouldn't give me a date. And you guys told me to give him an expiration date. And so I gave him an expiration date, and it was kind of rocky. And then I had picked the ring and sent it to him. It was from a thrift shop. And so the ring disappeared. And so that kind of made me anxious too, because I'm like, well, if he didn't get the ring, you know, is he going to ask or whatever? So he proposed to me on February 9th, and he did. He was the one who bought the ring. So I am engaged to be married in July.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So
and,
happy to hear the update.
I owe it so much to what you guys do. I've read Getting to What I Do and A Man's World and A Woman's Universe. And I just appreciate the work that you guys do so much. So thank you for getting me engaged.
Thank you for sticking with it. Now, I want to also say just that now that you're getting what you want, you need to stick around with the program to keep what you got. That's the
yeah.
trick. Some women think that they got the original goal, but now we need to keep your communication skills honed so you can keep the relationship.
And that's what I want to do. I want to stay in my feminine. I was struggling for a lot of years, bouncing back and forth, like what Dr. Pat was saying in the message today, between the masculine and feminine and in relationships. And I am so much more comfortable listening to what he wants and helping us get it is better for me. So I'm so happy that I have learned that about myself too.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wonderful to hear this.
You had a question for us as well?
I do. So of course, now that we're engaged, he was married before, and his ex is trying to change the custody situation since we've become engaged. And so I want him to leave, and I want to be supportive, but I don't know where my role should go with handling what's going on with her.
What is he wanting to change?
So they have equal custody, and she wants to change it where she has their child the majority of the time.
Well, that might be kind of hard, because if it's been the way it is, she'd have to have a lot of reasons why she wants to change. You need to just let the lawyers work that out.
Okay. So
yeah.
just wait and see, kind of, or go ahead and get a lawyer now. What do you guys think?
Well, she has to serve you. I mean, we don't.
Okay.
Once you have something in order, she has to change it, and then she's got to prove why she needs it changed.
Okay.
So she has to.
Okay.
That the reason why, and she better have some good reasons.
Yeah, he's an excellent father, and honestly, she's a great mother. So, you know, I think it may be just emotions or some feelings that she's having.
Might be some jealousy. Yeah, yeah. I would just.
But you have to be careful and be careful of not giving him too many directions. He's got to work this out himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again. Huh.
Yeah, it'll come out. Yeah.
I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you all and all the work and, you know, Dr. Pat's work. So thank you. And I'm tell anybody listening, it worked for me.
Yay. Congratulations.
I'm trying to remember you when you called it. I think I do. You were very angry at him?
Yes, I was.
I do remember. You didn't know that he was the one that bought the ring.
Yeah. And I was like, how did you let this ring slip through my fingers? But now it's actually on my finger. Couldn't be happy enough.
Good. Congrats.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You guys have a great night.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Well, that's good news to hear. I do remember her.
Yes, me too. It's always good to hear the testimonials because we put it out there and it's nice to hear the results.
It is. I hope we have our one lady that always calls in and gives us an update. I hope she's out there listening and calls in.
I hope so.
Yes, that would be great. Again, the call-in number, 323-203-0815. We're ready to take your calls and we'd love to answer some questions.
Now, Sue, did you get something... A write-in earlier today?
I want to go over. We haven't gone over these pledges. Do you want to say a pledge?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to cite it, and hopefully all of the people in the background, we could say it together. This is for women. I promise on my honor to say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal treatment. Furthermore, I promise on my honor never to give, protect, or cherish a healthy, able-bodied human being over the age of 10, especially men, unless I get what I want first. That's one of them.
Hear, hear. Amen.
And there's another one. Do you have the one for the other one?
Sure. And this one is also for women. We have pledges for men too, but we're doing the women tonight.
Yes.
Women, put your hands up, all those listening. Okay, put your hands up. I promise on my honor, never, never will I let that magic wand in anywhere it can get in unless I negotiate with its owner about his long-term plans for me, his sexual and social monogamy, and his weekly continuity. And should I let that magic wand in without a contract, I will not complain about the money I will spend on shrinks and the time it takes me to detox up to 2 years. So help me God.
Perfect. We're just going to remind you, these pledges, it's in her answers book. It's available on Amazon. It has all of her little tidbit quotes. It's like cliff notes of all her material. Quick reading, easy access. Just the bullet points.
And those pledges are to help women remember they're making a commitment by these pledges. If you listen to them carefully, they are pledges to yourself so that you keep the commitment to yourself that are going to protect you from heartache in the future. And the pledges are for self-love. They're for anchored women who are anchored in their feminine to know that they're protecting themselves until they get a real commitment so that they don't have to suffer later.
Perfect. Yes. Let's see. We did have a write-in question. Please feel free to write in. You can write into the office if you have a question and you're not able to attend live. Let's see. What does she have to say? There's a woman that is dating a guy that keeps dumping his feelings on her, but they had great sex. Bothering her, she doesn't want to mother him, but she doesn't want to be with him, for he drinks too much. Should she dump him now? He is over 50. She is not. They have only known each other for 3 weeks.
Oh, my word. Let me say this right off the bat. Dr. Pat always said people who have a fear of intimacy, we call them the 90-day wonders, and she didn't even go 90 days, usually abort the relationship in this short amount of time because of these, they like to blemish a man instead of help him morph, help him, we want to mutate, not eliminate. We want to give it some time so that we can see if he's willing to transform enough to fit in our world and make us and help us be happy. So you can either accept him, which means that you may not always like or approve of what he does, but you still find more assets than liabilities that you want to stay with him. Number two, you can reject him, which means that there are irreconcilable differences between you that you can't resolve. And number three, you can tolerate him. Well, tolerating is half accept and half reject, and that's going to make you crazy. But when you tolerate lateness, sloppiness, burps, farting, lying, selfishness, cheating, all this stuff, you're hurting yourself by failing your own virtue and sense of integrity. So we don't want to abort the mission before we've really given it a shot to see if we can be compatible. Right, Sue?
That's right. And also, it's also sounding like she's coming across as very masculine because she's going right for the sex ASAP.
And right.
Remember, you don't know a person for like three. That's why you're in the perfect. I would suggest don't let that magic wand in until you get to know the person and you know if you might be compatible. So
it certainly helps to, well, that brings up the three C's. You know what they are.
Chemistry.
Everyone out there is maybe, ability, go ahead.
And communication. You can have chemistry.
Yeah.
And you can have compatibility and communication. You have to have all three. Some people have chemistry and compatibility, but they don't communicate very well. So you need really help you work with the three of those C's. And
and it takes a while to develop the last one, the communication. You have chemistry, let's say, right off the bat,
right.
But you can't live on chemistry forever, ever. You can live on that for about 90 days, and then you got to go find another one if you don't have the compatibility aspect. And the compatibility is that you actually like each other and get along and have similar values. You have a similar lifestyle. You might, some people have, their religion is an issue for them. So we need to understand these things as we go. And this takes some time.
Yes, it does. Hopefully we'll get some callers. Our call in is 323-203-0815. We'd love to hear your calls. Other than that, I want to talk a little bit. I have an ongoing ladies check-in, monthly ladies check-in group. I offer about four or five times a month. One of them is on a Monday at 4:30 and another is on a Thursday at 9. If you want, and it's a $10 donation. If you want information, you can reach me at the office at info@drpadal.com. And I'd be happy to send you the Zoom link and you can come in. I spend, 5 to 10 minutes at least with each lady and you learn from the other ladies' experience. So I'm working with a lot of ladies now and they really enjoy it. And then we have Patricia here. She our specialist for dream interpretation and she also works at the Juan Institute for life scripts and couples counseling. Which sounds like that first lady, she'd be good to come in to get a couple's counseling, time-based.
I hope she's still listening, yes.
Yes.
That would be great if she calls to get.
It's in the book, Getting to I Do. What chapter is that?
It's chapter 14, and we have a little format, an outline that I send out, and we negotiate time, space, money, and play. And within those areas, it's like my time, your time, our time, that's time spent and
yes.
with others and with individuals. And money is a big one. That's one that people break up from all the time as money. My money, your money, our money.
Yeah. The biggest
time, And also to negotiate, play. There's sexual play and non-sexual play. You golf, I play tennis, but do we want to be sexually monogamous or have an open relationship? That's negotiated between people, and that's a non-negotiable for most people to be monogamous. But there are occasionally people who negotiate different deals. So everything in your life is negotiable and must be negotiated to have a copacetic relationship long term.
That is true. So with that, everybody looks at chapter 14 on getting to I do, and then you can reach out to the office and I'd be happy to guide you to any services that I feel that might be helpful to you. And we also have a recommended book list. It's on our website, drpatallen.com, of all of Dr. Pat Allen's recommended reading. And with that, let's see.
And I might add, Sue, that this work applies to everyone, not just women, heterosexual women and men. This applies to straight and gay people of LGBTQ XYZ. I mean, it applies to everyone because it's about energy. When we talk about the masculine and feminine energies, we can decide or we have decided early on how we operate predominantly, but then how we communicate with someone who we want as our partner so that complementary energies are compatible. If you're both in the same energy source at the same time, you will have a conflict. So that's what we iron out right off the bat.
Yes, it is. So with that, the call-in number is 323-203-015. I have a bit of an echo on my end, so I'm not talking. Sorry about that, folks. I hope they're
it's
not
okay. I don't think it happens on the other end. I know it's a little annoying. We have technical issues now and then because it's modern technology and we just have to go with the flow here. So anyway, we'd love our callers to call in, and we also love, like our last one, we love hearing from our testimonials from the people who've had such good success. And that's just a treat for us because we do put the energy out there and we work continuously to help people love one another.
Yes, yes, it is. So do you want to share anything about your life script while we have nobody's calling?
Sure. The life script is such a wonderful tool. What it is a very expeditious way of getting to the bottom of how you became you the way you are today, meaning your behaviors, your attitudes, the way you treat people. And the way we do it is we send out a questionnaire with 27 questions for you to do the homework at home. By the way, this work was originally developed by Eric Byrne from Transactional Analysis, and Dr. Pat Allen honed it even more specifically, and it's a beautiful tool. So then the questions get sent back to us and for analysis, and then we have a very long, involved, deep session to see how you were programmed from 6 months in utero, actually. We are all starting to be programmed from 6 months in utero and through our childhood from our...
Call.
You go ahead. Okay, let's go.
He has the call here, so I'm not sure how it's...
Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, you're on the air.
Sure if I should start talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Hi.
Please do.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. My name is Nirvana, and I'm 19, and my mom has actually been listening to you for, like, many years, and she got, like, a boyfriend because of this amazing podcast and stuff.
Yay!
So thanks for that. I'm actually in the car with him right now. We're going to meet her for a date. But anyway, I have been dating a guy for about 2 or 3 months, but we were friends first, and he is a pro basketball player. And because of that, there's sometimes a lot of women who like hit on him and that sort of thing. And he lets me know if he wants to.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we don't want to add no names involved here, please.
No, she wasn't. I was just saying groupies. I was saying
groupies. Yeah, I thought you said what's his name. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, groupies. Groupies.
Yeah, good old groupies. But I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. Like, if you should tell your partner if like other people are hitting on you, or just to kind of like leave it.
You need to leave it, because you're always a star in any part of entertainment or sports, anything like that is always, you just have to learn to handle it. But you do have your boundaries. So are you in a committed relationship where you have committed to be sexually and socially monogamous?
Yeah, because he actually...
yes or no?
Yes.
He has verbally committed to be monogamous with you, sexually and socially monogamous, right?
Yes.
Or yes, kind of? Or you yes?
No, just yes. Sorry, my mom walked up and she's very excited that we're in Pat Allen right now. But
wonderful. Okay. Well, so you have that verbal commitment, and when it happens, you can't control the groupies. There's nothing you can do about groupies, and he will, and that, plus it strokes for him, and he's a star, he's good at what he does, he will get the strokes, and you're the lucky one who he's committed to. Until something happens, then you have to do a cleanup and call us in then, or call the office and make an appointment to see how to handle a situation if he goes south on his commitment.
Yes. Okay, thank you. I just wasn't sure, because he would tell me about all these girls, and I would say, I don't really need to know, because I trust you, and I know the end of the day, you're coming home to me, not any of these other girls.
You got it.
Yeah. And this is Patricia Eltidge. We don't want you to think you're talking to Dr. Pat.
Oh, I know.
That's okay.
I know.
She does. Thank you. It's okay.
My mom told me. It's okay.
Okay.
You're just
very
as amazing.
Good.
Thank you.
We're here for you all, and we're keeping the message going.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the help. I hope you have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's going to be
nice.
Down the line, huh?
It can be, but it works.
That's
if you
very
just
scary, sound jealous.
Yeah. No, you can feel jealousy, but it's how you act upon your jealousy that counts.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to irritate him. It's going to happen. You can't stop the groupies from adoring him.
Yes. Yes. But she's handling it very well, because she's not letting. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have another caller. Hi, you're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
I do. I have a follow-up.
Okay.
Good.
I called a couple weeks ago. I was invited to... can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I was invited to a man's family's cabin for the weekend. We weren't in a committed relationship. But anyways, the weekend went really well.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, at this point, we've been kind of, you know, we've been seeing each other. I stayed in my own room, and we went on the rest of the 2 weeks, we went on dates nightly. And I'm just wondering, do we just wait for...
You just keep dating him until he asks for ask for more, like wants a commitment.
Okay.
Yeah, has he asked?
Does he want more of a commitment?
Did he ask for sex?
Yes, and I said that I require a commitment and an STD test.
And what did he say?
Wonderful.
He's like, yeah, that's totally fine. I'll do that for you. No problem.
Okay, so when he brings...
Well, hello.
What?
Very good.
I don't know who's well, when he comes back with the test results, you'll know whether you want to be committed to him or not.
And you share your test results too. This is like, I show mine, you show yours.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I plan on getting that as well.
Sounds
okay,
like
so then you're
for a relationship.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like you're headed for a monogamous, committed relationship.
I hope so. That's the goal. I'm still dating other guys in the meantime, but he's number one.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, this sounds good. We like the direction it's going.
Good. Okay. And then I just don't say anything. I be quiet and wait for him to show the results and or present a commitment.
That's right. And keep
okay.
appreciating. Yeah, keep appreciating. He calls you and takes you out tonight.
Yes, I do. I definitely appreciate it. I kind of was wondering that. I mean, I don't know if there's, I thank him and things like that. And
can you do something nice for him in return? A give back, we call it.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that. I mean, I like every time.
Make him a nice dinner. Did you ever think of making him a dinner or doing something nice for him as a give back?
Yes, I did offer to make him dinner.
Good.
And then he ended up making, well, we ended up, he's like, well, I just want to make the dinner with you. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Love that.
And he doesn't live in the same city that I'm in, which is also fine. Mm-hmm. But he wanted me to come visit him in his city, which is also fine. So would that mm-hmm. can be considered a give back? Or just like part of the dating process?
That's dating.
Okay. So then, okay, got it. Okay. So I could like offer to do something else. It's hard because we're a little bit long distance.
Okay.
So we talk on the phone a lot.
Okay. I like the sound of it.
Yeah. So what other things could I do since we can't like, we have to make an extra effort. It's not like a weekend trip to go see each other because of how far mm-hmm. we live apart. So I'm wondering how else could I give back in that sense? Like we could see each other maybe like once a month at the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you can make a picnic. There are just simple things. You don't have to spend the same amount of money he spends on you, but it's acts of kindness, acts of love.
Okay. How can we, can you do those with distance? Like, is there anything I could do from afar or just wait till we get back together again?
Well, you'll put your thinking cap on. You'll try to see what would feel good to you.
Okay. Okay.
You can send him a little gift from Amazon, maybe. Some little trinket,
okay.
some little act of appreciation.
Okay. Or maybe chocolate. He likes desserts.
Okay, there you go. See, you just have to dig a little.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. It's
that
just out,
good.
Out of my wheelhouse. I haven't experienced dating this long distance, but yeah.
Well, it can
fine
work.
With me.
I've helped many of people get through their long distance relationships until they figure out how they're going to do it together. And sometimes it's good that way because it slows the process down a little bit so you can really get to know each other.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm actually enjoying it.
Good girl. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's all.
Wonderful. Okay.
Call-in number is 323-203-0815. And we'll take your questions.
And
no callers right now.
Yes, well, maybe they're all tired from having their vacations. It was President's weekend and week. A lot of people are off still on their vacations. I do know that. Some of my clients took an extra long vacation. So that being said, do you want to talk about your ongoing ladies group, Sue?
Oh, I did mention it in earlier groups. We have just a couple more minutes before we sign off. I just want to give anybody that has any questions to call in 323-203-0815.
Now back to the original Dr. Pat's talk. We are talking about our masculine and feminine energies, and you know, a lot of times, what Dr. Pat, one of my favorite lines of all time, is the ladies who are working hard and being successful, she says, please, ladies, hang your plastic balls up at the office door when you leave and go home and go take a bath and get back into your feminine so you can get ready for your date or be nice to your husband, okay? And that's a transition period. We like to transition from our work day to being grounded in our feminine. And hopefully the men, they've been at work all day too, and everybody needs a little bit of transition period when they come home.
Yes, they do. They sure do. So with that, we'll probably call it an end to the show here. We have no more callers. So is there anything you want to say?
Well, I do. And one thing that we always talk about is how our thoughts translate into our destiny. And this is a message from the ancient philosopher Lao Tzu. And watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character.
Thank
Watch
you,
your character, it becomes your destiny.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you were finished. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.